From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Overseas voting is underway for French citizens in the crucial presidential runoff between far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. In New York, Salomon Azoulay cast his vote at the Consulate General's office in New York City.
I think it's very worrisome now with extreme right, which is quite high in the polls, and we'll see what the latest result will show. So I'm very worried about this. I don't like the extreme. I don't think it's good for France. I think it's better to be moderate, and Macron can give the chance for France to be in the center, and that's what we need.
Meanwhile, a French government official says the state cybersecurity agency will investigate a hacking attack that targeted presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron. The official said the Macron team had asked the Campaign Oversight Commission Saturday to bring in the cybersecurity agency ANSSI to study the hack. A large volume of confidential data posted online near midnight Friday included troves of emails and accounting records from the Macron campaign. Because of French laws prohibiting any political discussions until the polls close on Sunday evening, no detailed information was available on how damaging the hacked documents might be. Thousands of women, many of them dressed in all white, marched in Venezuela's capital Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. Pro-Maduro demonstrations were also held. The ongoing demonstrations started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's March 30th announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court later reversed that position. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA.